Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bitch. Okay.
Welcome to 2024.
Stop. Oh my God. But just looking at your face, I'm like, oh my God. I kind of can't believe you can. I respect you for coming in, like, honoring our commitment to the pod. Because yeah. I feel like you really want to be in bed.
I do really want to be in bed. I'm not well, but really I am nice happy to be here.
Fabulous. Well, I really hope I don't catch what you have.
I mean, I was worried about that, but it's not COVID.
It's fine. Who cares? Well, I guess besides that, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little loopy, not in a sick way. I mm-hmm. just haven't sat down and like wrote down my intentions and my goals for 2024 yet. I was going to do that yesterday, but I truly was sick as a dog yesterday and just laid. I was horizontal pretty much the entire day. Just
me too.
Taking NyQuil, going back to sleep, taking NyQuil, going back to sleep. So once I do that, I think I'll feel more ready for the new year.
Yeah.
I like to set my intentions, write them down and like focus.
I haven't been in the mood to do that at all. I don't know why. I feel like usually I do, but I just haven't really given a shit. I wasn't at a place where I was like, oh, I want something new. I want whatever. I was like, I kind of just want everything to keep going. I don't know.
I want everything to keep going, but I want things to get better. And I feel like in order for me. Well, here's the thing. Last year, I did write down, I did this thing. I forgot what it's called. It's like you're supposed to do it every New Year's. And it's like this whole worksheet thing that you print out and you fill it out. And I did that. And a lot of the stuff that I put down as my intentions and stuff did come true.
Right.
Like some pretty big ones did. So now I'm like, I got to do that again.
Well, you are. Remember, we did human design when we were in Scotland. I don't know if you remember this, but you are a full blown manifester, which is rare in human design. I know. And if you don't know what it is, it doesn't make sense to you.
I don't remember this.
Yeah. I did your chart and you were a full-blown manifestor.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah, it is good news.
So I need to sit down and write those things down. And I said the things in Tahamide. I was like, we need to sit down.
Wait, send it to me too.
Okay, I have to look up what it's called. It's called, I got it from this influencer that I love, Candace Braithwaite. Braithwaite. and she came out with a planner that I can't get because she's in the UK.
Well, it's annoying. It's like, I'm always like, I'll have someone ship it, but it's like actually,
no,
it's going to be like $70 or something. Insane.
It's so annoying. I love her. I'll send you some of her videos. She's amazing.
Okay.
She's like a visionary, I think.
Great.
She's gorgeous. And she inspires me because she just did this thing where she ran every day for like, I don't know how many days. And she lost all this weight and she looks amazing. So I have been able to do my walk. I got a treadmill.
The treadmill.
I got a... an individual treadmill. It's so cute. It's little and you can just walk for forever on it. Watch TV, put it up against
the
wall.
Are you worried you're going to fall down? Because I feel like
sometimes
I am. I'm holding.
No, I mean, it's because sometimes I get so distracted watching the TV.
How fast does it go?
It goes pretty fast and I go pretty fast. Sometimes I get distracted watching the TV and I'm like.
I think I'd veer to the side for sure.
I veer to the side all the time, but I'm fine.
Okay.
I haven't hurt myself yet.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, God bless.
God bless.
Let's hope.
Do you feel anxious about the new year? Because, like, I am so half and half. I feel half anxious, half, like, anything could happen.
Well, Tyrone, you know our friend.
Yes.
We have a friend, Tyrone, who is just, like, a really prophetic, like,
really
amazing
wise man
who comes to our shows in DC. And he sent me kind of a kooky email, which I very much appreciate, but he was like, prepare for shocks, good and bad. And like, I don't know what else. Like, you will attain a, in parentheses, quiet power this year, and like all this stuff like that, where it was like all very good, but a little bit like off and shifty and backhanded. So I think that made me anxious.
What do you mean? I don't see that as shifty.
I feel like maybe I perceive everything he says to me as like a little bit negative.
Because everything you're saying to me, like what you've just repeated, sounds positive.
Find the email and show
it to me. Yeah.
But, and maybe like I was just taking it that way. but it felt a little bit like, it's going to be a lot of good and a lot of bad. I don't know. It felt a little weird.
But I feel like realistically, every year is like that. Like when I was looking back, you know how everyone does those dumps for New Year?
Yeah, I like did not get it together.
Where they do those like 10 photos of the like that encapsulate their year.
Yeah.
And I just, this year was very like grumpy towards that in a way that was weird. But I did go into my phone and like look at my videos and I was like, maybe I'll do a video one for TikTok. And I looked back and I was like, oh, I actually, for some reason, I was like, I didn't have that great of a year. But then when I look back, it's like, actually, no, I did. If we look at my year in review, I did actually do some cool stuff and I did have a lot of fun. But I think I also this year still had a lot of residual miscarriage feelings, a lot of residual like 2022 hangover into 2023 kind of.
Yeah.
But also I feel like I did have fun, but I also had a really hard time with my niece. And I'm still having a really hard time with my niece.
I know. And that one, I feel it does really just kind of like tackle you out of nowhere because things seem to be improving in some ways. And it's truly, you have no control over it. It's really hard to watch.
It is really hard to watch. And she's so mean to me. But
I know. I'm sorry. It's
it is what it is.
It's fucked up. I feel like it is always that. Like you look back and it's like, okay, yes, it was.
It was better than you thought it was, right?
Totally.
Like we went to Greece.
I know.
We went to Greece and it was phenomenal, but I came back a penny pauper.
Sure.
And I'm still in pauper status.
I know.
And so that makes me kind of sad. But then I'm like, bitch, for somebody who's so poor, you really be living your life.
I know. Me too. But then like there was a time, I feel like kind of in the fall, I was like, okay, I'm going to hold, like pull back a little bit and not live so crazy. And now I kind of regret it. I'm like, I wish that I would have just like put myself in terrible financial strain continually throughout the entire year.
Why?
I don't know. I was just like, I don't, like just looking back, I was kind of like, I wish I did more of those trips that I bailed on. But then also it's like, I do know that some, it kind of was not possible literally.
Uh-huh.
Or it was like, I will be in stress. And some of it was work. Like I was like, I would miss a work opportunity for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel weird about like, I don't know, maybe past summer, I feel a little like whatever about it.
Do you feel
know,
like
girl.
You didn't have enough fun?
It's just a shift in like what I was trying to like decide to do, which is like focus on work, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, maybe it doesn't work that way. Maybe I have to keep having fun. And then
who knows?
Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I had a good summer. I feel like as long as I was out of the country, I was having a good summer. As soon as I came back to America, I was like, fuck. Like,
I know. No, I think I need to go back and do like, unfortunately, some sort of gratitude list or even just write down like all of
that's
what
I want to do. I want to just take the time to write up my future goals and then a gratitude list. Because when I went back and I looked at my videos and I saw the things that I did this year, I was like, bitch, you really need to be more grateful.
I know.
You need to really sit. And
such an annoying realization.
It's not an, I know, I think it's a good one though. I don't know. For me, I feel like I don't ever want to let myself become the person that's ungrateful and doesn't take the good things into consideration. Cause I feel like that's the way that I was raised. Mm. Like my grandmother was very much into like being grateful and taking into like what you have and being grateful for what you have. And I never want to lose that. So I think it's like something I really need to do. Cause I feel like I've been taking things for granted.
I'm sure I have too.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, of course.
I've been taking things for granted. But I also for this year, like I want this year to be so fun because I want to do things that make me happy. And I even said that to myself, like even going out New Year's Eve. I don't know what's wrong with me, but like, I just feel like, and maybe this is just me, but I just feel like I was born here and I have been doing New Year's Eve in New York City my entire life. I've been to all the spots. Mm-hmm. I've been to the box. I've been to Et Al. I've been to wherever, Soho House, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I've been so many places and I've seen so much for New Year's Eve, but just in general, that it's like nothing was going to happen on December 31st that I needed to be punished streets for.
Mm, yeah.
just for me, where I was just like, there, like, next year, I don't want to be in the country. I think next year for me,
say that every year, I know,
I'm out of this country. I'm somewhere else. I don't know if I'm in Ghana, because I was watching everybody, you know, Dechi December, everybody's in Ghana and Lagos in Nigeria right now. And it's like, Melissa, when I tell you people are going to sleep, this is you would thrive there. People are going to sleep at 8 a.m., 9 o'clock in the morning. People are going from the club to brunch and then going to bed. Yeah. And like, your night starts at like midnight or one, and like, it's just a nonstop party from Christmas to New Year's Eve.
That's very fun.
And it's,
I do love that.
And I'm watching everybody's content on TikTok and I'm loving
it. We can do that in New York. That was my New Year's night. But I think just being in a beach location.
For me, I'm just like, I've already done that. And I just wanted to, I truly wanted to be with my parents.
I got that. Well, yeah. That's
and I
so
wanted
nice.
To wear whatever I wanted to wear. And I felt good in what, you know what I mean? I feel like this is really my year of just like me first.
Yeah.
I don't care what people think about how I'm dressed. I don't care about what people think about like how I look. I only care about how I think about it. And I think I've always been like that, but I feel like a resurgence of this, like a go hard of it.
I love that. I feel like I just feel deeply confused. I had like a really, I had a really weird Christmas, like between dealing with like my sister. Like the only way I can really put this is in Kardashian terms, which is she is being very Kourtney. Boundaries, whatever. We've talked about this on the pod where we, you know, had a fight. She was like not ready to like move.
This is middle
it.
Sister.
This is my middle. Well, I guess I shouldn't identify them.
Oops.
But it's fine. It's just really bizarre. And like, I listened to this self-help book on the way driving back that I'd been meaning to for like years. I've listened to parts of it for like years because it was so spot on for like me that I was kind of like, whoa, I need to listen to like 5 minutes of it and be like, okay. But it's like about emotionally immature parents. But the thing is that I, this time listening to it, I'm like, oh, I think I've taken on a lot of this as well. Or like now I'm acting like that as well. And I feel like she's seeing that in me. And I'm like, I don't know if she read this book, but she's doing like all of the things that you're supposed to do to the emotionally immature parent. And I'm kind of like, okay, bitch. First of all, are we not close enough to talk about that? Like, that now I'm like seeing what you're doing. Like, I think it's so annoying when you see the therapy coming out in a person, you know, where you're like, you just want to roll your eyes, but you do respect it. Like, okay, good for you. You're making work. And I'm like caught between this weird thing of kind of like, actually you're being immature by just doing this weird, like blocking, walling yourself off.
Who you know who's what I mean? Being immature, your sister?
Yes.
No.
A little bit though.
No.
Sure, fine, put up the boundaries, but it's also like, what, we're just not going to even like speak? Like, it's a really weird thing. And as far as like taking responsibility in our family for like what we need to do, because we have a grandma who's really old right now, like all this shit. And she's kind of like, I don't know, if you're putting boundaries up against like helping and being in that, but then also boundaries up of telling me that I'm like, I shouldn't be like doing what I'm doing, then it's like you're coming at it from two different angles and you need to sort it. And she's saying that. She's like, I'm going to sort it out with myself. But I'm like, it's just really bizarre to watch. And then I feel like Kim, where I'm like, are you, what, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And like, how are we not able to just have a conversation? But she's just like, walls are up. And then it makes me feel like I'm getting a bad edit. Like I'm now like villain. When I'm like, wait a minute, I've done nothing. I'm not even here. I'm not doing anything. You know, you're looking at me like I'm villain too.
I'm not looking at you like I'm villain, but I'm thinking about where she's coming from and kind of doing a Kourtney. And I feel like I myself am in a place where I'm finding myself Kourtney. Needing to do a Kourtney. And the reason why I am not getting into it with my sister or my mother is because I feel like before you get to a place where you need to do a Kourtney, I feel like I've already tried to do that.
Right.
So right now I'm Kourtneying. My sister got mad at me because I would not do something she wanted me to do. And I told her, this is how I would do it.
Right.
I've always helped you with this thing. She then proceeded to tell me that I never helped my family. Did I tell you this?
Oof, no.
But I always help my friends and I never help my family. my mom told me, my mom told her.
Which the niece is this sister's daughter.
But like, let's not even put Liliana in there. Put everybody in there. I don't help my family all together.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, not even just Liliana. That's I'm talking crazy. About Parker, my mom, my dad, my sister, everyone. I don't help them, but I always help my friends. I put my friends above my family.
That's
And I went to Chicago to help my friends, but I won't help my family.
That's, yeah.
Mind you, I went to Chicago to do stand up, but I did end up like helping my friend because my friend was going through a hard time.
Your kids cut all the time. How is she? Yeah. That's hard because that's.
And now I'm just like, I
distorted.
Will. Same thing with my niece. I'm putting a boundary up with her too.
Right.
I'm not saying anything to her.
Well, and you know what?
I'm not going to lecture
last
her.
Last year I was Courtneying because of a betrayal of my mother. Mm-hmm. So I walled her off. And I guess I've been leaning on that sister more when I'm in town because I'm like, I'm not fucking riding the car. I'm not staying in her house. I'm whatever. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe she feels more responsibility, but I'm like, what, when I come in town 3 times a year, like, what are we talking about? But I feel like you're on her side.
I'm not
okay.
on her side. I just when you brought up the Courtneying is when
you're
I was
Courtneying
like,
right now.
I'm Courtneying right now.
Whereas
and I understand.
I'm trying to be like, we have to like,
you're Kim.
Act together as a family. I am Kim right now. Like she would argue probably that I've always been Kim and I've demanded its attention and whatever. And yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. It's hard because also like in this book, it talks about like what your sister's doing with this like emotional coercion, which is not cool. And that's what I did clock about myself. I will say that like, I'm just like, I see how it needs to be done and I'm going to tell you how it needs to be done. And unfortunately, I guess I have to figure out a different way to like communicate or just not. But I'm like, what is... No one gonna do anything.
I've kind of been Courtneying hard. I Courtneyed my dad the other day because he called me and he asked me to do something in the building. And I was like, okay, but what about this? I didn't argue with him. I didn't raise my voice at him. Mm-hmm. I just said to him something that I was like, well, what about this? He starts screaming at me. I said, I'm going to hang up. And then I hung up and then he tried to call me back and I did not answer him. Then he texts me and he's like, are you giving me the silent treatment? And I said nothing to him. Mm-hmm. And then the next time I saw him, he was so much nicer to me. And I was like, because you know that you were wrong and I'm really not playing this game with you.
Yeah.
The Greenwich family takes me for granted, I feel. And they think I'm just like their little puppet.
And that is, you know, I always am talking about the strife of the oldest child, but I think that is the younger child situation where you are taken for granted if you were the one helping the most.
They won't even give me that credit. And I said to my mom, even with my sister, I was like, Kendra never says thank you to me for anything. She don't say thank you to my husband for anything, even though he helps me. Liliana never says thank you to me. She takes it in. I said, everybody can just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I know. It's hard. It's hard, like, when you're used to a dynamic and then you start taking that person for granted. I truly don't think I've been doing that to my sister, but I think that she's painting me as I have.
Or
but
she just feels like you have.
Every time she fucking picks me up from the airport, anything, I am always thanking her. This time she said
I actually
she
need to call her and thank her for my
she
bag.
Couldn't do. I know. That was nice of her. And like, I'm not saying that she doesn't do a lot. Like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know about some of it too. But it's kind
this is
of like
dying. It's really sad. You're not going to like it.
And you're sick.
And I'm sick.
Here I go, getting a cold.
It's like
it's
dead.
Like, it's nice. It's a little, I don't know. I guess I just need to like truly be whatever and just now go in town more. Because I'm kind of like, okay, if you can't, like if you have too much on your plate right now with all of this, then I'm coming in town more and then. But don't complain when I'm taking charge then. What are you doing?
Sorry. I was just checking my phone. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
It vibrated.
Go off.
It was my mom. Anyway, see, that's what I mean. Like, the girls want to lean on me, but never want to give me any credit.
I feel like I'm giving credit, though.
You are giving credit, but I think but your sister probably just has a different perspective.
Yeah. But I'm like, at one point, is she being a bitch? because it gets
but why
there.
Are you so looking to blame
okay,
someone?
So I, for Christmas, I literally get there at like 9:30, 10 in the morning to mm-hmm. my grandma's house. I do everything. I brought food the day before. I was on it. Mm-hmm. She gets there a little earlier than everyone else. We have an aunt that needs to get picked up. I'm like, oh, could you go get her? 4-minute drive. I'd rather not. Okay, bitch. Like, you'd rather not? Okay. You want me to like stop like cutting up this fucking ham and doing all of it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was uh-huh. in the weeds and you say you'd rather not. Mm. Fine. Or like go ask someone else to or whatever. But it's like, that's being a bitch.
Yeah.
That's being a bitch. So but see, I get it. Again, and I respect you. And I'm like, go off, come for yourself, get your grounding, put your little feet in the ground and like do your thing. And mm-hmm. I know I'm talking down about it right now because I am kind of like
annoyed
by it. Yeah. And like, okay, this is what she needs to do. Okay.
What she needs to do is like say it to you because what I did, I mean, to be honest,
like, we're not close enough for you to like have a real fucking conversation with me.
I know, but she's probably just like in her feelings. I'm just saying, you also could talk to her about it. You could talk to her about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because for me, I don't do anything on holidays.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I do enough. So it's so funny. This is similar.
What she's
and that's what I'm saying. I'm feeling her.
But I'm like, I'm do like, enough.
So come Christmas, come Thanksgiving, don't even look at me. I'm not chopping. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Sure. I literally am always hiding from them. I'm resting. My husband is like, why don't you help? Because I am always doing something. Mm. I cook okay. every single day for you. I'm always taking care of these children. I'm always doing this and that. On the holidays, it's Carolina's day off.
I love that. And if she wants to list she out has to all say of that the shit you. That she's doing mm-hmm. and that it's that much help.
I don't think she should do that. I think she should just be like, it's my day off and I'm not working.
Are you working enough year round to get your day off?
You don't think so?
No. Ooh. No, I don't. Ooh. I kind of don't. Or tell me if you are.
Well, that's another thing. Tell me if you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She took, her big thing, she took my grandma to go shopping for Christmas presents. That's once a year. And like, there is other shit, but I'm just like, okay, if it is that much, like tell me and I'll come and tell more. I'll do more stuff if it's like that much and so overwhelming. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. I will say you are doing a lot all the time.
It's just a small town girl.
Yeah, that's you.
Living in a lonely world.
I feel like that's how my sister feels. Like
I know.
Like,
I'm relating to your sister.
All right. Well, then what do you think I should do? Because like now I'm about to go home and like help my grandma. And I'm like, I honestly like might not even text her to come hang out because I'm like, I don't want you to feel. I texted her to pick up a little Swiffer duster thing with an extender. Because also I didn't have a car this time for a few days. Leisure Center took the rental car back. I got driven to the airport. Mm-hmm. And God forbid, like I asked her to pick up a fucking Swiffer for my grandma. She's like, can we order it? No, bitch, I'm not going to wait 2 days for it to come in on Amazon because I want to set it up for her right now. Like, why is that the most difficult task? You were coming over here anyway. So she's like, I won't sleep over and I won't take you to the airport. So my mom had to drive an hour and a half to come get my ass and take me to the airport.
She's on something
she's
right
on
now.
Something.
She's on it, but you got to talk to her about it.
I've tried and she's like, I'm processing. I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm getting clarity.
Okay.
Whatever.
I mean, that would get on my nerves as well.
What the fuck ever?
That would be frustrating as hell.
It's crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, I literally am
I mean, in this case, you're just going to have to wait.
You're pushing me away in a way that like, that can't make you feel good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel really weird. And it's put me into a weird questioning position of like myself. And like, I'm fine to do that. I'm fine to look at myself. I think that everyone else just needs to look at themselves as well. Because especially in the self-help industry, everybody wants to write a fucking book and therapists as well want to tell you all of these ways to like act around narcissists and people who are making you crazy and give you these boundary tips. When do we flip it around? Where's the book for like, you're the crazy one. You're acting bad. Here's how to be better. No?
I'm confused. What are you talking?
You're saying like
there's ways to deal with people who are narcissistic and then you're saying flip it around for the people who are not narcissistic?
Who are narcissists or who are acting badly. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like everyone just needs to, like, yes, get the skills to, like, act better around these people who are making you do what you're doing, put up your boundaries, don't get taken advantage of. But then, like, everyone also has to look at themselves.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
I feel like I was just trying to listen to this book and see both sides.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, how am I being this way? And how am I, you know,
well, the fact that you're trying to see, well, the fact that you're trying to be on, like, see it from both sides.
Yeah, definitely. Good. There's no part of me that does not want to, like, act better, change any toxic behavior that I'm doing or whatever. But I just feel like, I don't know. How do you do that without, like, communicating with the people?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, sisterhood is just really hard. I feel like with my sister, I just felt like there was no point in over communicating. I just said, I am not doing this. I am not doing this. And this, and that. And then this weekend, this past weekend, she calls me from Barbados to involve me in an argument between her and her fiance.
Ooh. What was the argument?
They were arguing about, you know, the fact that Liliana's boyfriend came to Christmas and he was really upset about that. And then he thought that she helped pay for him to go on this trip with Liliana. And it's just like a day trip with Liliana and her best friend's mom and the boy and his mom or whatever. Not Matt.
Wait, Liliana was in Barbados or no?
No, Liliana was here.
Who's she staying with?
My mom, but she went to on a trip with her friend Thomas's mom, and because they've known each other since they were literally 5 years old, Thomas and her. Mm. So Thomas's mom took them to some, like, amusement park thing. I don't know, whatever. Mm. And he was upset about Matt being at Christmas, and then he was upset because he thought Kendra helped pay for him to go on the trip, which she did not. But they're having this argument, so she's calling me to involve me, and I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. What in the Lord's name is this?
Yeah. That's, like, hard emotional labor, like, really, yeah. Well, and here's the thing. It's, like, if it's not being, like, asked, if it's being demanded, that's a hard line that I think you can, like, recognize and call out.
I just really sometimes I'm, like,
because the way a favor is asked for is
wait,
important.
So you consider that a favor?
I think so.
I consider that an ambush.
You're probably right.
And you know what's crazy is that Kendra called me to have her back, like, to support her, which I did. But I'm like, if the roles were reversed, would that really work out the same way?
Only you can know. What? The roles were reversed that you're calling Kendra for?
For backup. Would Kendra have my back? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Sisters are something else.
They are. They are. But, like, I get it that, like, we grew up in, like, a dynamic that was not great. We were not, like, a united front. We're not whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're all coming out of, like, that. You know, Khloe, in Kardashian terms, has joined the regime. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, watching her change from, like,
Courtney's
side.
Courtney and Khloe take Miami.
Khloe kind of calling out Chris all the time, making fun of Chris, just being like, you know, because if we're talking emotionally immature parents, Chris is definitely, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
And so instead of them, like, you know, she has just absolutely now kind of is managed and literally and figuratively by Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I also watched Paris in Love season 2. Have you watched
that? Oh, yes.
I didn't watch season 1, so I can't vouch for that. But I can say this is an amazing watch as far as, like, watching a family avoid communicating. And then, but Nikki goes for it. But, like, they truly never have, like, had an open dialogue about anything. So Paris, like, writes this whole book.
Mm-hmm.
And then they read about it, like, all of the experience about her being raped, her being abused, like, all of these things. And there's an amazing scene with Kathy where they're sitting down trying to talk about it. And she's kind of like, I didn't know that you went through all of this and it's upsetting me. Uh-huh. Should I get Botox? Like,
yes,
literally.
And I saw the clip.
It was amazing. She's like, my 11th, blah, blah, blah. And they just, like, divert. And I think they do circle back, but it was just so profound. And Paris does it in an amazing way where she's like, my hands are clean. This is your mess that you made. And it's really, not that that's the way to do it, but I was really impressed by her that she really got the blame on Kathy. And to surprise your mom with a baby is a really insane thing to see.
I mean, like
that I did feel for Kathy in that. But I get it. But that's like, talk about boundaries.
Yeah, that's what hurtful. She had to do. She's sure. been through so much that she's like, I have to create and put up my boundaries.
I know. And I get that.
I respect it.
I do too. And it was really cool to watch someone do that. But I can see how that's hurtful.
Yeah, I see how it's hurtful.
That's
but it's also
crazy.
Like, but she's been hurt by her mom. So
1,000%.
She just feels like I have to protect myself and put myself first. And I get that.
Yeah.
Is that what 2024 is? I feel like that's the vibe sister. For your sister, for a lot of people.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should too.
But I don't feel I have the luxury because she's doing that. So maybe I would, but it doesn't feel like I can. It feels like now I have, and maybe I did do that.
I was just gonna say, she could argue that, you know, you've been doing that and now it's her turn.
I don't know though. I put a lot of energy in for the wedding and everything last year.
Yeah, you did.
Like, I've been more involved with my family this year than I have in the past. And she could argue that, like, me moving, you know.
Yeah.
The last 10 years, maybe I haven't been in. So fair. She's but this so last lonely. Year, I'm like, I've been there.
Yeah.
I have really done a lot. So maybe that's kind of her cue to kind of, you know,
take her time
back.
Cue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. Fine. But I'm like, you have really kind of ruined two solid holidays for me. And I'm kind of getting over it.
All right.
You
so what's going to happen at Easter?
Let's talk.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to fucking go for Easter.
You got to go for Easter.
This is how it's going. I usually don't. But it's like, it's really kind of getting crazy for me. I do feel ambushed. I feel very hard ambushed. And it's like, if we had like situations where it was like, I was like, okay, I've definitely done something wrong. Sure. I don't know. It's really crazy. Yeah. But I am saying, I'm like, I'm sorry if I've triggered you. I'm sorry if whatever. And she's kind of like taking responsibility for it and just kind of like, yeah, I don't know exactly what's up. I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
So that's good. But it doesn't feel like so. Yeah. I definitely just have to give her time. It's just a very weird, because also I'm like, okay, I don't have a person who is a constant in my life. Like, I always have felt like she's there for me. I assume she has felt that I am there for her. Feels weird.
Feels weird.
Very,
right now.
Very weird. But that's fine.
That's sweet.
Got to give her time.
Give her time. And then check in with bananas. Her when you can.
I know, I have to, but now I feel like I'm being, like, I'm like, all right, you want boundaries?
Here you go.
Reach
Come
out.
On, don't
you
feel like that.
Reach out when you're ready. What, you need space? What,
yeah.
I'm going to keep calling
Give
her?
Me your space.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I should call her or not. It's really, really bizarre. Like, we left things on a good note. Like, she came over and hung out and, like, got happy again. So I'm like, okay, are you okay now? I don't know. But it's really bizarre because we had talked after Thanksgiving. I thought everything was going to be like cool. She's trigger happy for sure. Big time. It's bizarre. It's really crazy. I don't know. And yeah,
I think in 2024, reach out more. Because
yeah,
she's
I
your
guess
sister.
So.
I think she's your sister and she's your, you know, and I feel like.
But then I'm like, okay, what, you need space or you need more
okay,
of me? What
do
you mean?
Even when I need space, I appreciate people reaching out to me.
Okay.
I will say that. Even when I need space, I like to feel like you're thinking of me.
Okay.
So I would say reach out more.
Reach out more? All right, I will.
My sister, I'm just like, you can reach out to me.
And she will.
And that's the tea. I ain't even gotta.
And she will for sure.
And then with my parents, I'm just like, I love you guys very much, but you guys also sometimes I feel like they don't appreciate me either.
Yeah.
But my mom and my Liliana came over yesterday, who I'm not, I really am. I need a full break from that child. She's another one. I need a full break. I just feel like I'm putting myself out there too much.
And you might be.
I am.
Because when I heard the last scenario, and we don't need to, I guess,
we don't need
put
to get
that
into
on blast,
it.
But it was, yeah, blatant disrespect.
On so many levels.
On a lot of levels.
And then she came to my house yesterday, and I was trying to talk to her, and she was on the phone with the boy, and I was like, can you please get off the phone? She was like, no, he's not getting, I'm not getting off the phone with him. He's going to be here. It's about him. I'm like, no, it's not. I said, I'm trying to have a private conversation with you. This is not about him. She's like, he's not going to be off the phone, so, and that's it. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, no. I don't know. She's so scary.
She's
so scary.
And I'm just at a point where I'm just like, I don't know what's going to happen to this girl. I really don't know what's going to happen to her. But if her goal was to push me away and her goal was to like make me feel like there's nothing I can do, well, she's done a great job.
Ugh, it's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. But I'm at a place where I've already cried about this enough.
I know.
Trust me, I have cried about this. Now I'm sick and I can like barely keep it together. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. I need to feel better and then I need to get back to doing my walks. I'm going to keep doing my walks all of 2024. I'm going to walk myself into being skinny.
Yeah.
And I'm going to manifest in 2024. And the people that want to be a part of my life can be a part of my life.
Amen. I'm there. That's how I feel with my sister right now.
And I want to make, but your sister's going to come back around. It's not that she doesn't want to be in your life. She's probably just holding a grudge. And you just
fill me the fuck in. What's the grudge about?
She will.
What's the grudge? Whatever.
I think you just have to give her some space, reach out and say, hey, girl, you ready to talk or nah? And she could be like,
I'm like, I'm not doing another, like, we're having a big talk about it. I guess I have to just be willing to be like, okay, let's do it again. Let's get it all out again.
This sisterhood.
Yeah, it sure is. I feel like, yeah, I do want to balance, as always, my fun and work. But I feel like I'm also like, I've been in work mode. I just feel further in work mode. Just like going, I will say one thing I've improved on, which is over Christmas, I think with like the drama of everything and like I took on a lot of like writing jobs all at once and I was really overwhelmed. Mm. So then I'd feel like, you know, if I felt someone doesn't like me or like a weird vibe with like, you know, my boyfriend's mom, I was like, I'm not doing that to myself. Like yeah. I felt like a wave of like what I could do of like the panic and like the, oh my God, and like kind of catastrophizing. And then I was just like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So I hope I can hold on to that habit because that really did save me through the week.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Through the holidays.
Because that would be really cool if I was like actually in control of my mental spiraling. Mm-hmm. How cool would that be?
That would be really cool.
And I really did stop some things. Who knows if they were just buried, you know, they could come out again. But it was like, okay, I'm not going to do that. But I do want to get more emotionally mature. I will say that. I want to, like, if I am being the problem, I want to not be the problem for sure.
Uh-huh.
Like, in a Kendra way, if I'm kind of, like, demanding versus asking or, like, expecting, I don't want to do that. Even though I'm like, what, you're driving me to the airport once every 5 months and that's too much?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but Virgos, we do kind of hold people to a certain standard.
Yes.
We do want people to like treat us a certain way and we can be really hard on ourselves and we can be hard on other people. And I realize that about myself. And this year I want to try not to be hard on the people around me. Like, I don't want to be too hard on Hamide because I feel like sometimes I'm really hard on him. Mm-hmm. And I want to also not be too hard on myself.
Yeah. Well, it's like, does it work?
Does it work to not be hard on yourself?
Does it work to be hard on yourself?
No.
Yeah.
It just creates self-hate, like self-anger and like anxiety towards for myself.
Yeah.
So this year I really want to just like fucking chill. I also think being on the Prozac has made me more chill and it's made me look more... it's just made me more like, which I really like, but I also think like I don't want to lose my spark, my fire.
Totally. So I'm always worried about getting medicated. I was hanging out with my friend. I didn't realize she's a triple Virgo, which I had never met before. And she was like, and I'm unmedicated. I was like, wow, incredible.
She is raw dogging. Who is this?
My friend Lauren.
I don't think I've ever met her.
You haven't? She's scared to meet her. She's amazing. I'm scared. She is really, really good with money.
Really?
Really good with money. Yeah. Wow. We should have a dinner with her. Yeah, I want to talk to her about it. She actually, I don't think she'll mind me telling this story, but she was living briefly in Mykonos in Greece, mm-hmm. and she set up a business, essentially, of all of these people renting, essentially doing bottle service for people renting boats and yachts. Mm-hmm. So, like, she and her friends would, like, be bottle service girls on the boats, and were killing it. And then, yeah, she had to come back home, so she was like, okay, girls, so you saw how to do it, and, like, now all these girls are making a ton of money in Mykonos doing bottle service on wow. boats because she, so isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a genius, yeah. But a triple Virgo, it's bad enough being double. Can you imagine the entire thing?
The intensity.
I'm close. I only have a Taurus moon. I'm all earth.
Oh.
That's insane. You're water. You have water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pisces?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what am I?
You have a little bit of Rihanna.
A little bit of Riri.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Rocky.
I feel bad that you came to the podcast.
Why? I mean, why? I give it to my own.
I know. But I feel bad that you even got out of bed. Well, I'm glad you didn't get on the train.
No, but I've got to take the train back. Yeah, I've got to take the train back. But I did. I had to get out of bed. I said, I've got a gig.
I've got a gig.
I said, I got a gig. I got to get out of here. The show must go on, Hamaday.
Speaking of the show must go on.
We do have a show on Friday.
It's going to be amazing. At the Arlo Hotel in Soho.
It's going to be our live show. We have three comedians. Our first two comedians are going to be Richard Perez and Brittany Carney. And after their sets, we're going to do a little therapy session with them. And then we're going to have our closer, Mateo Lane. And that'll be the end of the show. And we do have an extra teeny tiny little surprise at the very end of the show.
And we'll probably do therapy for an audience member. The whole concept is that we could be therapists if we wanted to.
Exactly.
And would we be good at it? Probably. Yes. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's my backup plan in life. My backup plan in life, like at this age where I'm at in my life, I will go back to school. I will get my master's in social work or fucking therapy or whatever I need to get my master's in. And I will become a therapist.
Yeah.
That's my backup plan.
Going to school sounds impossible. Terrible.
It sounds terrible and impossible, but it would only be for 2 years. And I genuinely feel like I would be a great therapist. I'm a good listener.
I couldn't go in, though. I would be a texty therapist. That would be kind of fun. BetterHelp or whatever.
No, you couldn't do FaceTime, like Zooms and stuff?
I could do FaceTime and Zoom.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most of my therapy, I do my therapy on Zoom.
Yeah, I guess everyone's Zoom now. But when you said social worker, I was like, I can't do that.
No, you have to. I think you have to get a master's in social work to be a therapist. I looked this up because I was really spiraling one day and I was like, I got to get another career. I got to get a career. I got to get a real job.
2024, we're getting careers.
2024, we're getting careers. 2024, I'm getting money. I want to come up with an idea where I can just like make passive income.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to Africa this year.
Hell yeah.
I'm going and to that means Burkina
maybe
Faso.
I'm going to Africa this
year.
Yeah,
I would love for you to come with me. Again, I am scared to go by myself. I'm not going to have anyone who speaks English with me. I'm going to be all alone. So if anybody wants to come to Burkina Faso.
And also be a camera person for us.
Also be a camera person for us. Show. Yes, for our reality show. Amazing. Yeah.
That would be so, even without the camera, I would love to go.
You need to get your measurements and take pictures of things that you want made because I'm getting stuff made.
Really?
I'm looking at your shirt and I'm like, I should get that made.
Just always copying me. Yeah, this actually is a really good shirt.
Where's that shirt from?
I got it at 2nd Street. It's Ottlinger.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah. Oh, Ottlinger. Yeah. Let me take a good picture of this, and I'm going to go to have that made in Burkina Faso. Different colors. Come on.
Yeah, it's good. It has a little string in the back too.
That's fabulous. Yeah, I literally am just like wearing clothes. Do you understand?
You wore that for our Hillary Clinton shoot. Remember?
I wore this shirt?
Yes.
Yeah, I love this shirt.
Because they had to cut you out of it entirely.
It's vintage.
It is, but it also has a major logo on it.
Whatever.
So.
I don't even care.
So funny.
And then this is what I'm wearing. And then I got these boots for Christmas. They're like dupes of the Miu Miu boots.
They're really cute.
My sister got them for me. And then I just literally just put clothes on today. I said, I have to go to the show. I gotta go. The show must go on. I said, let me put a little clippy in my hair.
I didn't wash my hair.
It looks nice.
I literally yesterday did not move from the bed. I think I peed once.
I got home many times.
I got home at 8.
Oh, you got 8 a.m. Oh.
And I, 7:03. And to be fair, I made a very mature move. I was with, you know, my friend Okito, and we were about to drive to Bushwick.
At 8 a.m.?
Yeah. And I was like,
you should call us.
I think I'd go.
I live close to Bushwick.
Oh my God, you would have been up too.
I would have been up.
Damn, I should have done that. Could have gone straight to your house. That would have been psycho.
It would not have been psycho. Then we could have laid on the couch together all day.
Oh, when I was in your house for 2 seconds, dropping that backpack off, the cat allergy
sick?
Was so crazy.
Oh.
But yeah, that would have been cute. Damn, I should have.
Yeah, and I cleaned up. My house is clean now. Because when you came,
to come
it was
over
messy.
To your house without sleeping would have been a little insane.
No, wouldn't it? Why not?
It would have been next How level.
You could have slept on with me. I was literally on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
All day
but
I was
I
on the couch.
But I thought that felt mature.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm watching The Morning Show. Have you ever watched that?
No,
I don't know
if I can get into that.
I'm like, because I'm writing right now, I think it is nice to watch bad writing so you can see not to do that.
That's nice. That makes sense.
Sorry if you love that show. It is good. I'm getting into it, but it's...
I've been watching Star Trek, Picard.
Interesting. I always forget what a nerd you are. Yeah. What's going on in that show?
Well, it's really crazy because I'm on the third season now, and now they're bringing... So Picard... Star Trek is like my favorite. That's the Star Trek I grew up watching the most of. Mm. And so now they're bringing back a lot of characters from his original season. So it's been kind of interesting and cool.
Yes. Totally.
Also, they keep alluding to the Klingons, but don't actually show any real Klingons in this season. And I think it's weird.
Yeah, that's definitely the weird part for sure. Cuckoo.
I know.
What is that on?
On Paramount Plus. I think. I think it's Paramount Plus.
Well, I'm happy for you you're watching that show. I guess should we wrap
Yeah, let's
up?
Wrap it up. This was a good like catch up.
It was a good catch up.
It was a good
Could
catch
we
up.
Could we have done this on the phone? Sure.
Sure. But I also think we needed to do an episode where it was just us.
I know.
We'll have a guest next time. We'll go back to the regular schedule.
We'll be more high energy.
More high energy.
We won't be sick and hungover.
I'm sick and she must be hungover because I'm not.
I'm not even hungover. It's like, you know, when
residual.
Now I need 2 days.
To rest.
Like tomorrow I'll be back in business, which is so annoying.
That's
Whatever.
Aging.
That's aging. Stop.
Sorry.
Rude.
Anyways, is there many more? Thank you so much for coming to our podcast. And I hope that you come to our show
to
on January 5th. It's going
to
be so fun. I'm going to be hyped up. I'm going to take Red Bulls. I'm not going to be sick.
You're going to rest and you're
going to
be well.
I'm going literally home to go and rest and watch more Star Trek.
God bless.
All right. That's it, Connor. We got to go.